This America's Test Kitchen segment is supported by Bob's Red Mill, a premier culinary sponsor. Hey, do you want a recipe for making no friends whatsoever? It's super easy. All you have to do is put a bag of popcorn in a microwave in your office or dorm or anywhere other humans breathe, pop it for like 6 seconds too long, and wait for people to stream out of there, cursing you for the smell of incinerated artificial butter flavoring. Well, apparently enough people have learned this lesson, because sales of microwavable popcorn have been dropping for years. So our friends at America's Test Kitchen did a totally geeky taste test of bagged popcorns, and our managing producer, Sally Swift, checked in with Jack Bishop to see what's good.
Hey, Jack Bishop, nice to have you back.
Nice to talk to you, Sally.
So is it my imagination, or is microwave popcorn going to be a thing of the past, taken over by those giant bags of popcorn that are in the chip aisles?
Yeah, the trend is really moving towards already popped bags of popcorn. Sales are up 60% since 2012, while sales of kernels that you pop at home or microwave popcorn are flat. People love the convenience of the already bagged popcorn. It's also healthier. It's just popcorn, oil, and salt.
So I want to back up and start from the very beginning. How does popcorn actually pop?
So there's water inside those little kernels. And when you heat up the kernels, the water turns to steam. And that does two things. It starts to gelatinize the starches, same process that happens when you cook rice. And eventually, though, it creates enough pressure that that starch bursts through the tough outer coating of the kernel and immediately solidifies on contact with the air. So that's the puffy white part of any popcorn kernel that's been popped.
Now, you guys did a tasting of baked popcorn, which is why we're talking today, but I want to make an observation. I was surprised when I read the piece that you guys wrote that popcorn kernels all pop differently in different shapes, and that really changes the way they taste. Can you talk me through that?
Yeah, I love this. So we found an expert at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, who said that when a kernel pops, it goes in one of three ways, and this depends on the breed, the amount of water, the amount of heat, and they classify them as unilateral, bilateral, or multilateral. And it totally affects the way you perceive the crunch factor in the popcorn. So let me explain this to you. I'm going to use some animal analogies. So a unilateral means that the starches have gelatinized and popped in one direction. These are the pieces that look like an octopus. They kind of have a round head and then these appendages that all hang down in one direction. The next is bilateral. So think of a butterfly. The starches went out in opposite directions and looks like it has little wings on it with a sort of round center to it. And then the multilateral, think of a little turtle with all the legs coming out of the shell. And so the starches gelatinized and popped in three or four different directions. And so there are lots of little appendages from the central part of the kernel that has popped. And it turns out that the multilaterals are very spongy and soft as opposed to the unilaterals, which are really crunchy. So in order to sort of tie this back to our tasting results, we went through each bag of popcorn, took 100 pieces out at random, and then classified each of those 100 pieces as either unilateral, bilateral, and multilateral. And we found a direct correlation. The more unilateral pieces, those octopuses, the crunchier the popcorn and the better it did in our taste test.
I would love to have seen you guys sorting that popcorn into piles, I have to say.
We're a little crazy. I mean, that's the kind of thing that we're doing in the test kitchen. But the range was some brands only had 4% of the crunchy unilateral pieces, and they were at the bottom of the rankings. Our top-rated brand had 50% unilateral pieces, so it was perceived by our tasters as being much fresher, crisper, and crunchier. So this is really about texture. You know, they all taste the same. There are only three ingredients in all these brands: popcorn, oil, and salt. And while the salt levels can affect the taster's rankings, they're kind of like the middle of the road salt level. It really was about texture.
So what were you top for?
So the top rated one was Cape Cod, was the clear winner. Our runner up was Smart Food, then Kettle, and finally Popcorn Indiana. Now, at the very bottom of the rankings, Skinny Pop. This is the one that only had 4% of the crisp unilateral pieces. So interesting tasting. Would never have thought that popcorn was so complicated.
I was surprised to see Boom Chicka Pop at the bottom of your rankings as well. That is everywhere.
Yeah. You know, this is what we do. We had 21 tasters. Again, that one had not enough of the crisp unilateral pieces, so ended up sort of at the bottom of the rankings. It's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes. Unilateral rules. Who knew?
Who knew?
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Sally.
Jack Bishop is Chief Creative Officer at America's Test Kitchen. You can find the results of their bag popcorn tasting at splendidtable.org. And hey, if you would rather make popcorn, you know, the fun way with a stove and a pot, check out this wild recipe for bitter buttered popcorn by Mark Bitterman. It's smoky and super complex with spices and a few shakes of bitters, and you can find it at splendidtable.org.